Maverick Early Readers. The Me in Chameleon by Jenny Jinks. Illustrated by Gal Wiseman. This is Purple Book Band. Turn the page when you hear the bell. Good. Let's begin. Cam loved being a chameleon. He could make himself look however he wanted. He could make all kinds of colours and shapes and patterns all over his body. One day he would be bright purple, then the next he would be blue and stripy. Cam was always making himself stand out. "That's not what you are supposed to do," said Cam's mum.
"You should use your colours to blend in, like everyone else," said Cam's dad.
"But I don't want to be like everyone else," said Cam. "I want to be me."
He liked to be bright and bold and different. Cam was always doing things his own way, even at school. His favourite subject was art. He loved making all his favourite colours and patterns. All of Cam's friends did their painting on big bits of paper, but not Cam. Cam didn't need paper to do his art. Everyone laughed at him, but he didn't mind. He liked doing things his way.
"That's not what you're supposed to do," said the teacher.
But she didn't really mind. They all loved Cam's bright patterns. One day, the class were going on a field trip into the jungle. It was a long walk through the forest, and there were lots of dangers on the way.
"Remember," said the teacher, "keep together, stay quiet. And if you spot any trouble, you must hide."
Everyone walked quietly through the bushes, but not Cam. Cam walked along, tapping his feet and humming a song. His colourful skin was flashing brightly.
"Shh! That's not what you are supposed to do," said the teacher.
But soon they were all marching in time, humming along to Cam's song. It made the long walk much more fun. The class had a great day out in the jungle. They learnt all about the plants and the animals, and they even had time for a game of hide and seek. Cam hid in the trees, but his bright colours stood out for everyone to see.
"Found you,"
Eldon said straight away. Everyone laughed.
"That's not what you are supposed to do," said Mona.
"Cam, you should blend in. You'll never win like that."
Cam just shrugged. He didn't care about winning. He knew he could blend in and hide if he wanted to. But he didn't want to. He wanted to be bright and colourful. The sun was going down, and it was time to go home. They all marched back through the bushes, humming along to Cam's song. Suddenly, the teacher heard rustling in the bushes.
"Danger!" said the teacher. "Everybody, keep quiet and find somewhere to hide. You know what to do."
Eldon tried to hide, but he wasn't very good at it. Mona rushed up a tree to hide, but she wasn't very good at being quiet. The whole class tried their best to hide.
"What about Cam?" Eldon whispered,
but nobody could find him. This time, Cam did exactly what he was supposed to do. He used his special skill to blend in with the bushes.
nobody could see him at all. A tiger prowled through the trees. He could hear a noise. He could smell his dinner. He saw something shaking in the bushes and something rustling in the trees. There were animals all around him, trying to hide. The perfect feast for a hungry tiger. Cam stayed still and didn't make a sound, just like he was supposed to. He watched the tiger walk right past him, and he knew he was safe. Cam sighed with relief, but the danger wasn't over yet. While Cam could hide easily in the jungle, his friends could not. He could see them easily, and so could the tiger. The tiger prowled closer and closer to Cam's friends. Cam knew what he was supposed to do. He should stay quiet and hidden, just like they had been taught. But his friends were in danger. He couldn't just leave them. So, just as the tiger was about to pounce...
Wah! Shouted Cam.
He tapped his feet, hummed his tune, and made his skin as bright and colourful as he possibly could. The tiger was shocked. He stopped still. He had no idea what was happening. Cam couldn't believe it. His plan was working. Cam tapped and hummed louder and louder. His colours got brighter and his patterns flashed faster. The tiger was terrified, and he wasn't hungry any more. He ran far away. Slowly, everyone came out of their hiding places. Cam's teacher did not look happy.
Cam, that was not what you are supposed to do, she said.
Cam hung his head. He was sure he was about to be in big trouble.
But you have shown us that there is more than one way to do things. Your creativity saved us today.
You're a hero, Cam, everyone said.
I'm not a hero, Cam smiled. I'm just me.
The end.